Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
Who would have high trade value if Vanderbilt so decided, but...
I'm a player to be named later kind of guy, usually.
Two number ones for Joe, no question about it. Well, Selection Sunday was not a good one for the Southeastern Conference, was it?
No, it was a pretty interesting year, wasn't it? You know, there was all the speculation about how many were going to get in the NCAA, and I thought they might sneak four in with Mississippi State winning, but as it turned out, I think they just basically replaced a South Carolina. So getting three in and then four in the NIT, and it was just a year where the conference spent all the time beating up on each other, and when the perpetuation of the story that the conference was down around the country, that certainly didn't help anything. So, you know, there are a lot of good teams sitting at home, and Vanderbilt's going to be one of them. But I think a good first year for a lot of young guys to win 19 games, to finish winning 7 out of 10, I think shows some pretty good character. A lot of times when you got so many young players, you fade, you know, toward the end of a year. This team didn't do that. So I think there's a lot to be happy about and build on.
Why did you feel like this team was passed over for the NIT?
Well, again, the conference had so many teams involved. You know, an Auburn that was on the NCAA bubble was certainly going to get in the NIT. A Kentucky certainly was. A Florida certainly was. You know, and South Carolina that had been in the NCAA talk for so long sort of fell into it. And at the end, the combination of that many SEC teams and the system now with the automatic bids involved that basically I think took 5 or 6 of the 32 in the NIT, the automatic bids that go to teams in smaller conferences that win their conference championship regular season but don't win their tournament. When you put that together, that makes the field a little bit different than it used to be.
Joe, Kevin Stallings has an excuse because he had almost an all-freshman team, no seniors on this team. I understand the need to maybe underschedule a little bit, but I don't feel sorry for these SEC schools because South Carolina and Auburn especially, I like Darren Horn, I like Jeff Lebo, but they pretty much got what they deserved when they really went cupcake on their out-of-conference schedules, and in the end, it came back to bite them, and maybe this will be a wake-up call for coaches in this conference and ADs, obviously, to toughen it up a little bit.
I guess the only other side of the argument to that, and I agree with you, I think that's a big part of it, and I think that's why Bruce Pearl is scratching his head a little bit, because they, you know, with a strength of schedule that was, what, number two, I guess. Now, granted, their record, they lost double-digit games, and that certainly had something to do with it, but I didn't see them being seeded all the way down as an 8, and I think that's part of what's getting, you know, him too. And there's no magic, you know, bullet to this to figure out, okay, if I do this, this is what the committee's going to look for. I heard Mike Slive last night, who was the chairman of the committee, talking about that, and he was very open about the fact that he said, you know, what may be important to me might not be important to the next committee member. I might focus on road wins. You might focus on strength of schedule. You might focus on your last 10 games. You might focus on RPI. That's why it's an inexact science. And that's why coaches are kind of left hoping to find a happy medium and say, okay, what's the flavor of the month this year? You know, what's the thing they're going to focus on? But I do agree. I think coaches are going to have to try to schedule a little bit tougher to help themselves in that regard, because, and we've talked about it before, sometimes you're better off scheduling tougher and losing than scheduling easier and winning, and that seems to be the case.
Joe, in the last 20 seconds here, baseball yesterday split a doubleheader. Sonny Gray got his first win as the Commodores won the nightcap there with Ole Miss.
Sure did. Came in and gave up a couple of hits early on some runs and ended up being charged to Nick Cristiani, but then he settled down, struck out 3 of the last 5 hitters, I believe, including the last 2 in the game. So he's going to have a bright future at Vanderbilt, and it's good he got his feet wet in a game they really needed to at least get 1 in the series.
We'll talk more about spring football tomorrow, Joe.
Okay, sounds good.